The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris.
Good Friday morning on this 28th day of January, 2011. It is 5 minutes past 9 o'clock. I'm Amy Morris.
And I'm Tom Temin. The federal government is no stranger to Facebook, Twitter, blogs, even photo sharing sites like Flickr. More and more agencies are using social media to get the word out and connect with citizens. But making sure those messages are effective, that takes skill. Using new media effectively is the subject of today's Federal News Radio discussion, Shouting from the Rooftops.
Well, joining us now in studio are Jennifer Gustetic. She's the lead associate at Phase One Consulting Group. Sheila Campbell is the director of the GSA Center for Customer Service Excellence and acting director of the GSA Center for New Media and Citizen Engagement. Haley Van Dyke joins us as well, the Federal Communications Commission New Media Director of Citizen Engagement.
We're going to get right started with our first question. It's great to have you all in studio this morning, and I'm glad you could make it on the day after the snow. Everybody have a good commute home yesterday?
Yeah, 5 minute walk, which is great.
Oh, that actually makes it easy. You cheated.
Yes, I did. No drive.
All right, Jennifer Gustetic, we're going to start with you. Now, you're the lead associate at Phase One Consulting, and you actually working within the Transportation Department.
Yeah, so I've been working within a few federal agencies within the last couple years since the Open Government Directive and the memorandum were released at the beginning of the Obama administration. So I've been focusing more on open government as a whole and innovation tactics for agencies like transportation, housing and urban development, and several other folks that we work with.
Okay, give us a short rundown on some of the activities you're actually engaged in at those agencies.
So I'm less on the new media side of actually writing the blog posts for our clients and writing the tweets and pushing out the pictures through Flickr and the videos through YouTube. I'm more engaged in the high-level planning piece of a lot of how to get the agencies to a more transparent, participatory, and collaborative state. And so part of that involves the use of social media, but it's a lot bigger than that. And so we help a lot of our clients with the social media side of things. Largely, what I've been doing a lot recently over the last year and a half, which is arguably some of the more painful pieces of this, is really just setting up the infrastructure at agencies so that folks can use.
You mean the physical nuts and bolts of it?
It's physical nuts and bolts, but it's also policies and procedures behind them. And so it's not just saying, all right, Twitter won't take down our servers. It's also the sides of, all right, we've approved Twitter from a technical viewpoint. Now, how is it appropriate for use within a particular agency? So what are the standards of behavior at a particular agency? Who can have official accounts? Who can speak on behalf of the department, and just generally then on a different level, taking the official stuff out, what are the standards for folks that are employees at that agency for both a professional and personal perspective to try to manage the risks associated in a lot of ways with use of social media by putting real policies in place.
Okay. Let's move to Sheila Campbell. Now, you're director of the GSA Center for Customer Service Excellence. I like the excellence. Acting director of the GSA Center for New Media and Citizen Engagement. You've got all the words in your title. Review for us what's going on at GSA with respect to shouting from your rooftop with new media.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Well, in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA, we're doing a number of things to help agencies achieve their mission through social media. Many times we hear that agencies have unique requirements, unique needs, but ultimately many of them are trying to do the same thing through social media. So we've done a number of things since the Open Government Directive was passed in 2009. One of the first things that our office was called into action to do was to help agencies come up with these online dialogue tools so that the public can comment on their open government plans. And instead of, 24 different agencies going out there and developing their own tools, it made so much more sense to find a common tool. So that was one thing that we did. And in fact, there was huge cost savings of that. We found that the out-of-pocket expense for that was $10,000. And if every agency had done that themselves and gone down the road to do their own purchasing of a tool and their own infrastructure, it would have cost a lot more. So that's an example of the type of things that we've done at GSA to help agencies find common solutions to their social media challenges.
But not one size fits all. So does that add another layer of challenge for you as you develop that?
Absolutely. And so the key thing for us is to work very closely with agencies so we know what their requirements are up front, so that when we're choosing a tool, or in many cases more than one tool. For example, if you go on apps.gov right now in the social media section, there's a variety of blog tools, there's a variety of wiki tools, discussion forums. So we're not giving people just one tool to choose, we're giving them multiple tools to choose from.
And just quickly, where in GSA does your office live?
We are in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA, and there's many components to that. That office also supports data.gov. It's standing up FedSpace. It's looking at the Federal Cloud Computing Initiative. We also support Web Manager University and the Federal Web Managers Council. So it is very broad-reaching, but as you know, social media, you know, is a huge, huge space, and so there's many opportunities for GSA to play a central leadership role.
Okay, and Haley Van Dyke from FCC, that's an agency that I would say up until recent years has been a little bit of a backwater, not something you heard from, you know, talking about AM radio and all that kind of stuff, old-fashioned things. Not so much anymore. What's going on there?
Thanks, Sam. So we're working right now on setting up the first new media department at the Federal Communications Commission. It might be kind of ironic that we haven't had a new media department before, that we haven't actually been engaging in a lot of newer forms of communication, as you mentioned. But we're working on stepping into that space now at the FCC. We're actually very proud to have the largest new media team in the federal government at the moment. And it's a very talented group of people that I'm very proud to be working with. We end up touching a lot of different parts of the agency, not just communications, but do a lot of work focused on citizen engagement and participation, as well as data and transparency. So between those three pillars, that's where we spend most of our time. We're also right now working on redesigning FCC.gov, which is one of the central focuses of our team at the moment, which has been affectionately referred to as probably the worst website in the federal government. So it's a big challenge for us right now and kind of what our agencies or what our team is focused on.
Well, there's a lot of websites in the federal government, so you can't be sure you're the worst. Now, that's been in the oven quite a while. When are we going to see something?
Yes, we have been working on it for about the last 5 months. There's 1.6 million pages on FCC.gov right now, so it's a very large redesign, and we're expecting to have that out in March. So you won't have to wait too much longer.
Will that also then be incorporating things like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and things like that, or did you have to go through, jump through some hoops and figure out your policies to make that happen?
We've been lucky to be at the agency for about a year and a half now. So we're very much up and running on all of the social networks. We're on over a dozen different social networking sites, and we like to brag about the third largest Twitter following in the federal government. So we're very established on those networks and are very much looking at incorporating those into the website, very strong social media integration as well. So.
Now, Jennifer, you're kind of like a consultant to federal agencies in this whole area and the content piece as well. Tell us, how do you get into this business? How does someone become, how do you get a job like you have, which didn't exist 10
years
ago?
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. Well, it's interesting. There's a few different places in the federal government that have taken the lead on some of these initiatives within federal agencies. So typically you see one of two places where folks are taking the lead, not to say that they're the only people that need to be involved. There's a whole suite of people that need to be involved in open government planning to push an agency towards that culture of innovation and getting the data out and participating with citizens in new ways. But you see mostly the leadership coming out of CIO shops from the technology perspective or from public affairs shops. You'll see sometimes a budget person raised their hand or performance person raised their hand or a strategic planning person raised their hand. But usually because of the, if you think about openness as a pie, and there's all these good slices of stuff on the inside of it that, you can cut it a million different ways to try to get a good bite. Really the pie pan is technology. You can't do a lot of the stuff that we're talking about today without it. And so there's a really large role for chief information officers across the federal government in this space to try to make sure the tools can be used within the infrastructure to be at the leading edge of what's coming in technology and be really a service organization for the rest of their department and letting them know what's possible because they've got their pulse on the technology. Or on the opposite side, you've got the public affairs shops where these are the folks that have understood for years how to communicate and what the channels are to reach the press and the public and various stakeholder groups. And now they're just getting into new media. So they're getting into new communication channels to help do that same mission. But those are the folks that are usually typically pretty involved in these things. And we've served CIOs for years. And so it just happened that this was the big thing on their mind in the last couple of years. And they brought us in as chief strategist for them to help work on this particular issue.
And I wanted to also ask Sheila Campbell with GSA something about the mindset of people that you'll have to work with when you're putting together policies like this and you're putting together the essentially the template that you were referring to earlier. And I invite our other panelists to just jump in on this because I think it might all impact all of you. And that is the mindset and getting over that speed bump of philosophy of being able to participate in this without putting your data, your information, your people, your mission at risk somehow.
Absolutely. And we found that ultimately is the biggest challenge is really coming overcoming those cultural barriers, because certainly over, you know, a long, long time, agencies have developed cultures where it's low risk. They are resistant to change or resistant to looking at opportunities to use these emerging technologies. And so one of the things that we found also with social media is just because it's, you know, sort of fancy and shiny and new, people take the approach of, well, we need to use these tools. And so I think the biggest mindset barrier that we have to overcome is people using the tools for the sake of using the tools. And so I think for listeners who are trying to make the business case to use social media within their agencies, the advice that we give them is to say, don't start with, you know, don't go into your supervisor's office and say, hey, we need to have a Facebook page, or hey, we need to have a channel on YouTube. It's what's the business problem that you're trying to solve. Mm-hmm. And so whether it may be, you know, your mission, your agency's mission is to help people to stop smoking or to reduce childhood obesity, that's the business problem. And then who's your audience and where are they out on the web? And that's the approach. And to say, if those communities are on Facebook, then you should have a presence on Facebook, and how can you better serve them? So it's really looking at, how do we use these tools strategically with a purpose, rather than using the tools for the sake of using them.
Yeah, really what we say a lot is, these are just new tactics to drive performance, period. Social media, prizes and competitions, data release and visualization. There's a lot of things that go within the scope of open government and innovation. And ultimately, they're just new tactics that maybe haven't been around for as long as some of the other things, but new tactics for driving performance. If they're not driving performance, then why are you using them? It's not just added cost, especially in today's environment. It shouldn't be added cost. It should be improving the performance of the way that the government does business in order to make that case.
And we're going to explore that some more. We're speaking with Jennifer Gustetic, the lead associate at Phase One Consulting Group, Sheila Campbell, director of the GSA Center for Customer Service Excellence and acting director of the GSA Center for New Media and Citizen Engagement, and Haley Van Dyke, the Federal Communications Commission's new media director of citizen engagement. It's 9:17. We're going to return right after the short break. You're listening to the Federal News Radio discussion on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.